Hello and welcome to Loving Me, Myself, and Life with me, Jody Mesiak. And I just have a question for you. Have you ever wanted to do something, but you thought you had to be perfect or you had to get it all figured out before you even started? My hand's up like 3, 4, 5,000 times because I know I have. I have not wanted to start something, or like maybe I have started something, but I feel like I have to have like I need to be at where 10, like a person with 10 years experience is. So today I want to share about, you know, focusing more on your progress versus being perfect or perfecting it. You know, perfect over progress over perfect. You know, even in the self-love, you know, journey, it's not about becoming a perfect example of self-love, loving yourself. It can be even on its own. We don't focus on being perfect, we focus on the progress we're making with creating a deeper loving relationship with ourselves. No one's perfect. We all have uniqueness. So like if, you know, because there is no perfect, right? If we, you know, took one person, I was like, oh, you're perfect. You're not going to find anybody else like that one person that you say is perfect. We are all uniquely ourselves. So there is no perfect to speak of because we all bring something amazingly awesome to the table. So it's about focusing on anything in your life about progress versus trying for perfect. So for me, when I became a fitness instructor, luckily I don't think I focused too much on trying to be like a different instructor. I really owned who I was and what I wanted to do as a fitness instructor. I had a lot of experience being in the gym because that's where I lived for a lot of my time. You know, at one point, I was just a crazy workout person, like literally going to the gym 7 days a week. So I felt very confident there. But in other areas of my life, even coaching, you know, I followed my own mentor for a while and tried to be more like her coaching than I was myself. And that just didn't feel right. And when I first became an entrepreneur, I tried so hard to be like the people that were in the industry for 10, 20 years. And I was trying to be at their level, even though I just started. And when we focus like that, then we never feel like we're living up to being as awesome as we are because we're looking to be perfect, you know, like this other person where it's like, well, they're not really perfect either. They've just been doing this for a long time and have their progress is further, they're further ahead because they've been at it for 10, 15, 20 years. So their progress is different, right? So focus more on progress than perfect and you'll feel more in line with who you are, because if we chase perfect, then we feel like we can never measure up to perfect. And yeah, it just focus on your progress. So in anything, it could be weight loss, it could be writing your book that you want to do. It can be like for me, moving across to the other, you know, the other side of the country. It can even be parenting. You know, we get thrown into it, become parents. And all of a sudden you have this newborn. Luckily, the newborn can pretty much only cry, sleep, and poop and pee. Did I say eat? Anyways, and you know, the newborn baby does not do too much, right? And then slowly it gets to work up. Can you imagine if you were thrown in to a toddler, like on the go nonstop? Now, I know that people adopt, you might actually have a baby that you start out with like that. And bless your little heart. The thing is, but like if you think about like nature-wise, a newborn, and you know, we get to, as parents, sleep deprived, of course, because they're not sleeping that often, but we get to work on our progress as a parent. It's not about being perfect. And it's like, can you imagine just going right from to a teenager? You know, you get to bond with your child before you have to reach the frustrating years of, you know, talking back and really them trying to find their own voice and your voice, like, you know, all this fun stuff, right? So even parents, we can focus on our progress versus perfection. And again, everybody has different parenting techniques and every child is different. So don't focus on being perfect. Focus on your progress. And like I said before, when you don't focus on being perfect, that is when you get to really focus on your own uniqueness, what you bring to the table, what makes you you, and then you get to actually follow your heart versus following what somebody else might be doing. Or you're just trying to, you know, be like a textbook example of something. I can only speak for myself here. I have not been very lucky with parenting books because they just put people in a textbook form. Toilet training, I've read, I don't know how many books on that, and nothing ever, I even did a workshop. Nothing seemed to work for that. I had to really get in line with my intuition for a lot of my parenting adventures. So it's just about whatever works for you though too. So I'm not saying never read a book about anything. Don't, you know, never pick up a parenting book or whatever it might be that you need to focus on. Educate yourself is really good. I've read a lot of books about a lot of things. The thing is though, if you focus on what they're saying to T and not listening to your inner being, your intuition, and you're trying to be perfect and you're not focusing on your progress, and get really messy. So like there's been things where, you know, I followed things and I tried really hard, but it didn't feel like me. It felt really, really off and really inauthentic. You know, like if you do mantras or if you even do certain meditations, like you'll find what works for you and you'll find what doesn't work for you. And then you go ahead and do it. And that's called progress. When you finally find, like, it took me forever to find an online yoga instructor that I liked. Or even, yeah, just an online one. But once I did, it's progress. We're moving forward, right? So any movement forward, or even like, yeah, even an inch forward, is so much better than not moving at all. And when we focus on being perfect, or we focus on having to do something perfect, or everything in our life has to be all lined up perfectly before we can move forward, that's when we get lost and we get stuck and we don't move forward. So I hope that helps. Like, progress is so much better than being perfect. And I do want to put in there that it doesn't mean that you can't, like I said it already, educate yourself and inform yourself and better yourself. But when we focus more on progress versus perfection, things just flow better and feel better. And then you get to grow and experience it the way you need it to versus what somebody else might think you need it to. So if you felt like in anything in your life that maybe you've been, you know, kind of holding back from doing, or, you know, you're like, oh, I'm afraid of, you know, things might not feel like it's at the perfect time, or maybe you just feel like you're spinning your wheels right now. Just take a step back for a second and figure out like where you're getting caught up. You know, you're psyching yourself up because, you know, you want to show up in like the best way possible. You know, like, is that an excuse that you're kind of hiding behind? Or is it maybe you do need a little bit more training? Like, maybe you do need a little bit more education, but maybe you don't. Maybe it's time to take a step forward and make a little bit of progress. We can get caught up in a lot of perfection. And I say this with so much love because I've been there too. You know, like, there's just so many times in my life where I thought, oh, like, I can't do that yet. I'm not ready for that. And I'm trying to think of an example. So there were so many times in my life that I felt like I had to be perfect to do something. And luckily, I've always had somebody like a mentor, a friend, something happened, a coach pushed me before I thought I was ready. Yet when I took that step forward, I was like, okay, you know, maybe I stumbled a little. I'm trying to think back to my first time I ever taught a fitness class. I know I was nervous, and I definitely had notes, that I'm sure of. But I just finished my training for being a fitness instructor, and a friend needed me. So I don't think I would have started anytime soon, but all of a sudden things, I just got pushed in that direction. And it was the best decision I ever did, was say yes. So progress, because I took that job and then I got more and more and more. And that was, you know, I've probably mentioned it many times on my podcast, but that's where I met my husband, was in that same dance fitness studio. So you just never know what happens when you work towards progress instead of perfection. And like, there's just so many more things, like even being an entrepreneur, there are times where, you know, it's like, I get these opportunities and I'm like, oh, am I ready for this? Or am I, you know, have I been doing this long enough? And, you know, I usually just say yes. And yes usually leads me towards, because usually it's just a little fear standing in my way, or thinking like, oh, I have to be better, or I have to be perfect, or, you know, some kind of crazy thing going on in my head. And I just need to move through it. And it's like, well, what's the worst that can happen? I fall down on my face, I make a fool of myself, right? Like, sometimes we just have to get out of our own way sometimes. And that's where focusing more on progress versus perfection can really help you. And I really want to bring it back one more time to self-love, because this is where I've gotten tripped up a lot too. Like, huge, huge times where, you know, everybody's self-love journey, everybody's life journey is different. And just the self-love part is, you know, it's just part of it. And the longer you're at it, you know, the more you can just, things will just naturally happen. But it all takes time at the beginning. Like, there's certain things that I just naturally do now when I get nervous or when I get angry. Now, they don't always, it doesn't always there, but I have so many tools and so many things in my little self-love toolbox. Actually, I shouldn't say little, big toolbox, that I just kind of just do automatically now that I'm not even aware of. And then as I read or I, you know, educate myself more, I get to learn more, and then I have those tools too. But while I learn a new tool or discover a new tool, that's where, you know, it takes time. Like, I'll never forget my first meditation experience when I first tried. And it was just so nerve-wracking. And talk about perfection. I thought I'd be perfect. Everything would be quiet. Everything. And I've talked about this before in one of my episodes about meditating. I had to be perfect to meditate. And that stressed me out. And then it actually defeated the purpose of meditating. It was while I did yoga that I really discovered meditating to be a way, like, you had to focus more on progress versus perfection. And that's a big one, is meditation, even journaling. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Nothing has to be perfect. Just make progress. You know, writing in a journal is better than not writing in a journal. Going for a walk, better than not going for a walk, right? Like, if you want to move your body, but you haven't, small steps versus ginormous steps. That's usually how people make progress, instead of making big leaps. Now, I am the exception sometimes. I go all in, so I go crazy. But then again, sometimes that doesn't work out for me either. So remember, baby steps are sometimes better than no step. Well, are definitely better than no steps, and are usually better than big steps, depending on what it is, obviously. Because the bigger the steps, the more tired you get before you get to, you know, where you're headed, right? Like, my son found that out the other day where, you know, we were going for a walk and it was really hot. Kids have been staying up later because we're in a heat wave. And it was 8 o'clock at night, but it was so hot still. And he's running. And we didn't make it home yet. And he's like, I'm tired. And I was like, well, honey, you know, you didn't have to run. Like, you know how far we have to get home. So if you know how long your journey is, take the steps, you know, at the pace that you can do the whole way. Because again, progress is so much better than perfect. So just honor where you're at, embrace where you're at, and then just slowly make little steps towards where you want to go. And again, don't focus on perfection. That you can definitely, you know, keep educating and keep growing and keep, you know, learning what it might be. Like, if it is, you know, I'm going through for a yoga instructor. So like, that's going to be from ground and progress and go, 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 right? So whatever it may be, you can constantly grow and develop and your skills or whatever it might be. But it's all about progress. You're not going to get perfect. Oh, well, like I say, there's no, like in our house, we don't say perfect ever. It's like practice makes better. Practice makes better. So, you know, it's not about perfect. Like you're not going to get to, you know, what somebody doing it for 10 plus years is going to do if you don't do anything at all. So taking those little steps gets you to that more or less like what you want to call perfect or just better, to getting you better, getting to better. So I hope this has helped you along your life. And if you're feeling stuck, just know that just focus on your progress. And for anybody out there that might be feeling a little down because of the way life is just being right now. Now I know a lot of the world is opening up more and we get to do more. But maybe that's a whole mental thing too, is, you know, if you're feeling down one day, just getting out of bed can be progress. You know, sitting down and doing 5 minutes of yoga, if you've never done it before, is progress. Or like you just haven't done it in a long time. Or meditating for 5 minutes or 1 minute is progress. Anything is progress if you're putting one foot in front of the other. And then soon enough, you'll be like, wow, look how far I've come. Until next time, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye for now.